They're all in line. And they're off.
Spendthrift Farm presents Calling All Three-Year-Olds with Bobby Newman.
Last weekend, there were two stakes for three-year-olds with possible Derby dreams. Let's start at Fairgrounds, where the Grade 3 LeCompte Stakes began their road to the roses. Mandaloon came in undefeated and with a big reputation, and he was sent off the solid 4-5 choice in the betting. But there were others in good form and with solid resumes, lining up to attempt to score the upset. One of them was the Steve Asmussen trainee Midnight Bourbon, and he had something that Mandaloon didn't, previous graded stakes experience. When the gates opened, jockey Joe Talamo sent Midnight Bourbon to the lead, where he surprisingly was able to set a slow, uncontested pace. Proxy and Mandaloon tracked from the outside while always in good position to strike. At the top of the stretch, it appeared as though the stalkers were about to pounce on the front runner, but Midnight Bourbon had plenty left in the tank and continued all the way to the wire for the win, covering the mile and a 16th in 1:44.2. Along with the $122,000 in purse money, he earned 10 valuable Kentucky Derby points for the effort. Proxy ran well to finish second, only beaten a length, while heavily favored Mandaloon checked in a disappointing third. Tampa Bay Downs held the 7-furlong Pasco Stakes for three-year-olds on Saturday, and the Belmont-trained Nova Rags was sent off the 6-5 favorite. He was coming in off a dull effort in the Grade 3 Nashua Stakes at Aqueduct in his most recent start, but had been working very well since his arrival in Florida about 2 months ago. He settled mid-pack in the early running, was guided about 5 wide around the turn by jockey Sammy Camacho, and easily rolled past the speed horses to win by almost 3 lengths. He now has 2 wins from 3 lifetime starts, and his breeding and running style suggest that stretching out around 2 turns may be the next step. Look for him in either the Grade 3 Sam F. Davis at Tampa Bay Downs on February 6th or the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream on February 27th for his next start. There are no major stakes for the three-year-olds this weekend. The Derby Trail officially continues next weekend with the Grade 3 Robert B. Lewis at Santa Anita and the Grade 3 Holy Bull at Gulfstream Park. I'll be back with this week's top 5 list right after this word from Spendthrift.
Malibu Moon, the sire of 17 Grade 1 winners on dirt, second in the world only to Tappet among active sires. Malibu Moon's progeny have won as many or more of America's most celebrated dirt races as any active sire, especially for three-year-old colts, including the Kentucky Derby, Florida Derby, Santa Anita Derby, and Arkansas Derby, among others. A living legend, Malibu Moon, AP Indy's best sire, standing at Spendthrift Farm.
This week's top 5 list of Derby contenders looks like this. Number 1, Essential Quality, undefeated, the 2-year-old champ looking at either the Risen Star or the Southwest Stakes for his 3-year-old debut. Number 2, Life is Good, undefeated son of Into Mischief looking at the Grade 2 San Felipe or Grade 2 Rebel for his next start. Number 3, Senor Buscador, another one who's undefeated. Big win in the Springboard Mile last time out. May run in the Smarty Jones this Friday or the Risen Star February 13th at Fairgrounds. Number 4, Mandaloon, another one who's undefeated. He's running today in the LeCompte. And number 5, Prime Factor, an impressive maiden winner at Gulfstream in December, undecided for his next start. That's your Calling All 3-Year-Olds segment presented by Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.